Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch, artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Breadbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.
It's a beautiful day. His mercies are new every morning. God's mercy is like the dewfall. God is good. God loves you and has a beautiful, beautiful, challenging, exciting, thrilling plan for your life. Good morning, men of the Man Cave. It's so good to see you. All these men coming on board right now, all members of the Man Cave. So good to see you guys. Hey, Peter, there's going to be a ride down here on January 23rd. We thought we were going to be gone, but Knights on Bikes, I think it's, I could be wrong, but it's somewhere towards the end of January, riding down towards Sarasota or something like that. So we got to hook up with you and Pat Gervais, and maybe we'll ride down there. We'll see how it goes. Anyway, good morning, men, members of the Man Cave and all the Ocean Sunrise Catechism people. I've decided to start titling the catechisms with a short description of what we're talking about today, so hopefully that'll help in some ways. A lot of you will be seeing this coming weekend for the Luau, and if you can't come on the cruise on the 9th, for sure join us at the Luau on the 8th at 4 o'clock at the Hilton in Cocoa Beach. Cindy's going to be teaching the hula. I might break out my ukulele. I don't know. We shall see. We're on paragraph 33, the human person. Wait a minute. Okay, now I'm ready. I got my coffee. By the way, it was such a blessing this morning, waking up at 6 a.m. and working with my son Shane on editing episode 17, which is the first episode of season 3. He's so diligent and so careful, and he cares so much about the quality and the beauty of it. And he gets so much done with so little, frankly, budget. You know, we don't have the budget to really do things the way we would like to. But he really is able to pull off some beautiful cinematic stuff in spite of those limitations. And what a blessing to work with him this morning. Shane Wozniak is his name. He likes to be behind the scenes. But it's just crazy that people think that I'm the one that that does all this. I just stand in front of a camera, but Shane is the genius behind all of it. So what a blessing to get to work with him every morning. We turn on our phones together, and we have our earplugs in, and I work on my stuff and he works on his stuff, but the whole time he's editing, and then I'm available through TeamViewer to look at his edits and ask any answer any questions he has and to keep the process rolling. So what a beautiful gift to get to work with my son Shane. Beautiful man. The human person with his openness to truth and beauty, his sense of moral goodness, his freedom and the voice of his conscience, with his longings for the infinite and for happiness, man questions himself about God's existence. Throughout history, right, man has wondered about God. The concept of being atheist didn't really exist. I don't think anybody ever said, I don't believe there's a God, until we got smart enough to think we were too big for our britches and think otherwise. In all this, he discerns signs of his spiritual soul. The soul, the seed of eternity we bear in ourselves, irreducible to the merely material, can have its origin only in God. That's why we as Catholics say, you know, we have the organ of our brain. I don't know if it's called an organ, but we have our brain. But it is not our mind. Our mind is part of our soul. I've talked about this before. Justin Martyr said that within the human body is the soul, and he's one of the early church fathers. And he even said that the soul is the shape of the body. But within the soul is the spirit. It's like the Holy of Holies. when you think about the way we are the temple of God, and you think about the temple in the wilderness that was pages and pages telling Moses, this is how to make it. There was the outer court, and when you came into the outer court, there was an altar. And I think about the outer court, because even Gentiles were allowed to go there, that's like our human body. Everyone can see our body, but they may not see our soul. So that's the outer court. Then there's the holy place. You walk in, and only the Jewish people, only the Hebrew people were allowed to go in there. There is another altar. And it's interesting, because within that altar, there were three things. I forget all that they were, but like the golden candlestick and the different things there. But it kind of reminds me of the fact that in our soul is our mind, our will, and our emotion. They're in that holy place. And then there's the Holy of Holies. And only the high priest was allowed to go there. And that's like our spirit within our soul. That's the place where Jesus is whispering constantly, sometimes knocking loudly. But that's where we can find communion with God. And only the high priest can go there. That's that sanctum. There's that secret place. It's a door that a lot of people never open. But if we open it, we find Jesus there. And we can sup with him and be with him and have intimacy with God, which is the reason why he created us. So the world and man attest that they contain within themselves neither their first principle nor their final. So what that means is I didn't start myself. And it's not within me to decide what my final end or my purpose is. The first principle, I was who created me, who gave me existence, and who gave me my essence, and what is my purpose, is what it's saying. But rather that they participate in being itself. So we participate in being, and with a capital B. This is a philosophical conversation we're having here. And it's, of course, Thomas Aquinas. But what that means is by being, he means essence and existence. We participate in that. Someone gave that to us. We didn't just pop into existence, nor did we just suddenly become a human being by nature. That was given to us. We participate in God's being and God's existence. In him, all things are held together, Paul said in Athens. All things were made, and in him we move and breathe and have his being. But I'll ask you this, is God part of the universe? No. God is not material. Thomas Aquinas says God is not composite. God is, although he's right there, and it's in him that we are all held, and things are the material world, but he is right there, right there, right there, right here, right with us. We can have relationship with him. But God, when people say, we'll pray to the universe to help us, I just cringe. It's such an insult to God. God is above all that, created the universe. Who knows how many he's created or what he's going to be up to next. But I do know this, that because God the Father sent his only begotten Son, Jesus, to be a human being, to take on our to be incarnated while remaining all God, he became all man. And to this day, while remaining God, he's still all man, only in his resurrection glorified form. That we will be part of that beautiful, exciting, challenging plan. Who knows what Peter Morton and I might be up to in heaven? What will our job be? What will our challenge be? Or what mission will we be sent on? I'm just so excited about what the future holds. Don't think that in heaven it's just going to be a place for you to. It's going to be a boring place where all you do is, you know, play a harp and maybe worship God. You're going to worship God, but you will do it by doing mighty acts of valor. You're only being prepared here for what God has in store for you. This is just boot camp, brothers. Hey, Alan, I'm looking forward to seeing you on the cruise. Poor Pat Gervais, he can't go on the cruise with us. Pat, you should tell everybody why you can't go. He's doing something really special this weekend with his motorcycle, escorting families who have lost loved ones in the wars overseas. So Pat Gervais, you might want to share that here, what you're up to. But we really miss Pat. He's such a cornerstone for our ministry in the way that he leads us in daily rosary every day in the man cave. Hey, Sean Church, aloha. Say hi to your little children, Sean, for us. So the world and man attest that they contain within themselves neither their first principle nor their final end. Now we're really smart. We know that means we didn't cause ourselves, and our purpose is chosen by God. Hi, Connie. Aloha. Thus, in different ways, man can come to know that there exists a reality which is the first cause and the final end of all things, a reality that everyone calls God. This is beautiful, beautiful Thomas Aquinas. I'll tell you a secret, a good way to get through Thomas Aquinas's Summa, which is a thrilling ride to read his books. But if you want to really get through the Summa, it might be really cool for you to get the Audible book app that I have on my phone. It's not Audible, I mean audio books. It's where people volunteer to read, and you can listen to the whole Summa while you're driving to work. The best way to listen to the Summa is to listen to a section of it and then go back and listen again. The way I listen to the Summa is I've listened to it several times, and in time I start realizing more what he's saying. It's so cool to be listening to a person who's probably the smartest person that ever lived. Just so cool to be able to read, to listen to his voice, that he's actually here with me. I used to sit on the beach in Hawaii and read a lot, have a cigar and sit on the beach and read, and people would text me, "What you up to, Bear?" "I'm hanging out with a few friends." "Oh, who's there?" "Thomas Aquinas, St. Augustine." You know, just a few buddies. It's so cool that you can actually sit and have a conversation with these people by reading what they've written for us. So to wrap up this section, in brief, we're not going to get through the summary here today, but we'll get started. By the way, can you see how cold I am? I'm wearing a sweatshirt. Oh, there's a launch day today. I think it already launched. I just got a notification that there's a rocket launch. You guys want to see? Look. Oops. That's high technology. Look. It's so cold. I can't get this. Right over there is where the rocket will launch today. It's so cool. So cool to live on the Space Coast part of the year. So we'll wrap it up here. Man is by nature and vocation. You know, that's what we're made for purpose, and we're called to a vocation. We are religious being. And for Peter Morton, who's so smart, being here isn't B-E-A-N like Navy beans. It's human being. So we're not a religious Navy bean or something like that. We're a human being. Man is by nature and vocation a religious being. Coming from God, going toward God, man lives a fully human life only if he freely lives by his bond with God. Do you hear how powerful this is? Hi, Charlotte. Hi, Mickey. Hey, Mickey's there today. Hey, Mickey. Good to see you. So you're not fully human unless you are living in a bond with God. If you're not... I have a, you know, out here outside in my man cave, I'll show you my man cave here. This is my little man cave where I watch football. And over there is my G.K. Chesterton. And then there's my current reading stack. I got so much. That's just what I'm currently reading. So this is my outdoor man cave. This is what I'm drawn to every evening, to come out and to read and to go deeper with the Lord. Because I'm a religious being, I have desire to know and to love and to serve God. So we'll let you guys enjoy the sunrise for a few moments. Hey, Raymond Snow, good to see you. So glad you're a member of the Man Cave. I'll let you guys just enjoy the sunrise for a moment. You guys, I have to tell you, you know, I went to Baylor University, and I'm just so, it's such a great story what happened at Baylor in regards to their football team and their great new coach, Matt Rhule, who's such a devoted Christian to come to a school that was almost lost its football program because they're ranked in the top five in the country, but they were recruiting players that weren't, and they weren't handling their players right. And there was several sex scandals there where women were really mistreated. And so they had to basically almost shut down the program. And then they brought in Matt Rhule 3 years ago, and he began to build men. He began to build players, developing players, not just as players, but as human beings, as academics. The most people graduated, I think, on their college team in the country. And he created men. And he has now we're ranked seventh in the country, and we're 11-1. We went from 1-11 to 11-1 in 3 years. And I think it's a challenge to all of us when you see something like that. And what he says is believe in the process, do the process. In other words, get up every morning and have your prayer time. This is my application of it. Spend your time in the Word. Like Mark Cobb, serve others. You know, he goes to foreign countries and helps build schools and homes and churches. And he's going to be with us on the cruise, by the way. But do the process, and then just have the goal, not to get to ease back, but every day to become 1% better. And in 100 days, that's 100%. So every day, apply yourself more diligently to your work. Apply yourself more diligently to your service of the Lord, and let God take what we are and come to, as this we've been studying today, what is our final end? To know, to love, and to serve God. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, aloha.
Hey man, I don't want you to miss out on your free stuff at deepadventure.com. Go there and subscribe to our weekly email newsletter. You get free video content, including the Bear Wozniak radio show, video version on YouTube before it even airs on EWTN. And you can follow us on all of our social media. Go to deepadventure.com and subscribe. Get your free stuff. And if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to press the subscribe button and ring that little bell. Don't miss out.